good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Road from Procrastination to Destiny. I am your host, Jeffrey Hicks, and I welcome you on this journey with me. When we left off on the last episode, we talked about identifying your critical 100 days and how important it was to get things established and going forward. This episode, we want to talk about your calendar, your season, your physical year. It is important for us to really determine, no matter where you are, what mechanism are you using to track your days. What do you mean? Everybody use a calendar. We can say everyone use a calendar of some sort, but calendars are broken up to either a lunar calendar or a solar calendar, depending on where you are in the world. Some people choose to track their days by the physical year, which starts October 1st and ends September 30th. Some people choose to use the calendar year, which starts January 1st and ends December 31st. So you have to understand, how are you going to track your progress and be consistent with it, and it makes sense to you. A couple of things that we understand if we're using a calendar model. You know, certain things happen in the spring. So spring starts March 1st through May 31st. Summer starts June 1st to August 31st. Fall starts September 1st through November 30th. Winter starts December 1st through February 28th. And I know you might say, well, Jeff, well, why are you concerned about the seasons? Why are you concerned about the calendars? You know, some people in business go their quarterly earnings. January through March is the first quarter. May through June is second quarter. July through September is the third quarter. October, December is the fourth quarter. And a lot of that has to do with your financial planning for your business and how you're going to account for your finances and making sure that you have the right amount of money allotted out during the right time. We know that in the United States, April is tax season. So any write-off that you need to get done is based on your calendar year, how you bring your income in. When we are traveling on this road from procrastination to destiny, we also need to understand and recognize, what can I do within certain quarters and what can I do within certain seasons, and what can I do on the calendar. So we know that in the spring, everything is out, everything is alive, everything is active. People is coming from the winter hibernation, and everything is coming back to life. And you see a lot of people doing a lot of things with their businesses, with their destinies. They're coming out of a new year that is still winter, where they're making resolutions and proclamations on what they are planning on doing for the upcoming year. And soon after that resolution is done, the spring hits and life starts to come and plans starts to move and bubble for those who are diligent and really pursuing what those resolutions were that they had stated forth, or what those goals were that they stated at the beginning of the year. They start to make the plans and connect the plans and looking and seeing, how is this coming to pass? And they get very active during the spring month. But oh, we know when June hits and the summer comes along, people start thinking about vacations and taking time off of work and taking time out of their busy schedule to go forth and to relax and to enjoy himself. So we are back from the vacation of the summer. And then we start back with, school starts in the fall. We have Thanksgiving, we have holidays, we have traditions. And we have a time of being with the families and the friends, you know, sports starts, football starts, baseball is ending up, basketball starts in the United States. So we have all these times where we are with people. If we are truly mindful on our road from procrastination to destiny, this is the perfect time and the perfect season for you to begin to network and connect with those that will help you further you on your journey. You know, during this time, it's also an excellent time to get the young people around you involved that will help you out. Their mind is sharp, they're bright, they're young, they're eager, they got time on their side, they got energy, they got a swag, they got a zeal, they got whatever it is their slang is for the day, they got it. But you also have to have that, because we know that right after Thanksgiving in the United States, the winter comes, the snows come, things tend to slow down. The big holiday is the Christmas. And then, you know, if you're in a place that snows, the temperature is changing, the weather is cold, people really don't want to be out. So this is another opportunity to shift your strategy, that what you may have been doing face-to-face, you may increase your social media time, Zooms, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, if you have Snapchat, whichever social media platform that you have, this is a time for you to increase that, as well as during the summertime when people are away on a vacation. That means that they can come forth onto your social media platform, they can catch up, they can look at it at their leisure, and they will help you propel yourself. So this is a time that if you want to give yourself a Christmas present, you start looking at what you have done all year and say, this Christmas, I'm going to give myself one more step on the road from procrastination to destiny, to my destiny. What I love about this season, and I tell people all the time, that when you are planning your calendar and your calendar of events, anytime I buy a calendar, all the major holidays are already included. So we already know every year what is included and what date that is going to fall on, what holidays, they are the same every year. There are some things in your business that is the same every year. Filing the taxes. For me, every year I have to send in an annual report. So if you have annual reports, you have taxes. You have your financials that are due every year. If you have people in your company that you are paying, you have to do their tax W-2s every year by a certain time to get them out to the people. If you're in a nonprofit, you have to do your financials for the nonprofit to get it out to the people in a timely manner. If you are writing grants, you have certain deadlines that you need to put on your calendar that will help you negotiate and be ready to maximize those opportunities when those doors open. You know, on the calendar, you know, there are some things that you may want to put down there to purposely do to help you on the road from procrastination to destiny. If you are weak in some area and it takes prompting, put it on your calendar. Put it on your to-do list. Something that you already know that whenever I look at this, I am guaranteed to do this.
for some people, I know we do the planners, we do the to-do list, we do the prioritize thing and put them in order. And sometimes we still get stuck procrastinating, even though we have all these lovely systems in place to help us out. All those things we call maximizing your seasons that you're in, and be very efficient in what you are doing. Ecclesiastes said, to everything there is a season, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to laugh, a time to cry. So with this in mind, you want to maximize your seasons. You know, sometimes your season, there are certain holidays or traditions that different nations around the world observe. And if this is during the middle of one of your seasons, you may want to shift the things that you're doing before the holiday, before the festivities begin, or after, depending on what kind of energy that you think you will have to carry out these plans, to carry out these goals. So it is important on your calendar also to put down all of these holidays and traditions that you observe. This could also entail your family time, your family moments, your family trips, things that you do all the time with your family. Okay, this also has to have a time where you go and you take a sabbatical, or you're going to plan your time off. I know that with the virus, some people have been a little skeptical about planning things out. But I will tell you to go ahead and plan 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 7 year, 10 year. What it is you think you may want to do. That's five different plans that you have built out, calculating the unknown in each one of those timelines. We know already that we just elected a new president in the United States. Foregoing anything happening to this president, the next 4 years, we have this person in season. We have his policies that he has set forth in his first 100 years. So from year one to three and a half, I can gauge what is going on and his reaction to certain things, and began to forecast out that he may be an aggressive president, and I may be able to make more money in stocks and investments. He may be a president that have a very strong foreign policy that wants to us to invest and have partner global partnerships, or limit our global partnerships. So if I'm going things outside of the country to get things made or to have any partnerships, I have to look at these things as well and put them into my forecast. Remember, it is a forecast. It is a thing that you would think would like to have, the much money you want to make. If you want to double your money, triple your money for your adventures, put that down in your forecast for the 1 year, your 3 year, your 5 year, your 7 year, your 10 year. If you're doubling each year, do the math, you're gonna have a lot. If you are not doubling every year, or you just barely make it in, look at those things that is hindering you and stopping you from moving forward. During this time frame, you know, after I did the first 100 days, I'm a teacher. So everything now is about their standardized testing. Everything shifted from the beginning of the year. After the quarter closed, to standardized testing. That is what's on the mind frame. That is the shift that we have to make. So that is something that's on the calendar every year. It's something that we plan for. We already know it's coming. It should not take you by surprise. And there are some things that's on your calendar that happen every year, and we still surprised that it come up at the same time, near the same month, around the same weeks. Don't be caught in surprise. Yes, it is possible to forecast for the unknown. People have been doing it hundreds of years. What I love about that is that you have an optimistic view of the future. You're looking ahead down the road. You're building those conveniency stops. You're improving your infrastructure on this road from procrastination to destiny. You're looking to see how much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take to get you from here to there? You're observing those things that are going around you. If someone else is building, are you able to attach to what they are building? Is it purposeful for you? Is it meaningful for you? Is it value added to both, not just you? When we are forecasting the unknown, we are also looking at who else might take this further on in the year for 1, 3, 5, 7, 10 years. You may not be there for all the time. You may be the one that is getting everything started. You may be the visionary that is starting to develop your different projects to have multiple streams of income. It depends on where you are and where you see yourself is. You may not be the one that want to lead everything yourself. You may want to find someone to come in and lead everything for you. That is also forecasting ahead and looking at the qualifications that is needed. If you are stepping into a position that someone has already vacated for you, then having that forward-looking attitude is always a bright side and an upbeat. And then it helps you to be realistic. What do I mean? You know, in 1, 3, 5, 7 years, a lot of stuff is based on your energy and your effort. It's also based on your networking and people being in places, and they're a proper place to help you out in their proper seasons. Okay. You're not going to get off of procrastination by wishing and humming and hawing every time you get. If you're looking at the same goals, the same vision, and you really cannot measure any growth or any progress toward your destiny, ask yourself, am I really passionate about this to see it move forward? Is this something that I really want to see move forward? I tell my students all the time, excuses come all the time. They come with excuses for everything. Why they can't do the homework, why they late to class, why this, why that, why can't they do this? This is too hard. And when I look at them, I can tell they are not passionate about what they are doing. They are just going through the motion and they're just buying the 50 minutes of class time till they can get out of my class, out of my presence, and from under me trying to get them to improve what they are doing. Like I said before, many times we fall into that same trap where we go through and we're doing stuff to say that we're doing it, but we have not progressed toward our destiny. I want you to take time and go back and look at some of the other episodes, some of the tips and tools that I've given you. I want to thank all those that are listening in from around the globe. We thank you guys for those that was added. We are in 44
countries that someone has picked up the podcast, listened to some of the message, and deciding on where they want to continue. Please continue, share with your friends, like us. The book is coming out this summer, and we are excited about what it's going to entail. You can also leave a message on the podcast, and I will answer and may include it into my recording. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.